Why are you chanting the Maha Mantra? What is the meaning of the Maha Mantra? There's three words there, Hare, Krishna, and Rama. What do you think it means? What is the meaning? That's the word Krishna means Bhagavan, or the Absolute Truth, the source of everything, the controller of everything, the receiver of all sacrifice. This is Bhagavan, God, the Omniscient One. He's all-knowing. The Omnipotent, He's all-powerful. No one's more powerful than God. And He's omnipresent. He's all-pervading. He's everywhere. He's in the atom. He's in the stars, in the universe, in our hearts. Antaryami, Paramatma. So these are the meanings of God, and Krishna is a name for that Bhagavan, or God. So these names, Krishna, Rama, and Hare, Hare means the energy of the Lord. But actually, when these words, Hare, Krishna, and Rama, when they combine in this arrangement of these 32 syllables and 16 words of the Maha Mantra, there is some meaning, some mantra artha chintata, the mantra art, the art, the meaning, the benefit, the wealth, the objective, the meaning of the mantra. What does the mantra mean? And chintana means mantra artha chintana. We should think over when we chant. We should think over, what am I chanting? The Christians have a prayer, O God, please help me. O God, please save me. O God, please give me my daily bread. They have prayers like this in their own language of English. They say, O God, O Father, I'm not peaceful. Make me peaceful. Make me happy. Give me this. Give me that. These are the basic prayers. Because Christians, they think that God is, He has everything and He can give me whatever I want. He is my provider. He is my medicine. He is my pacifier. He is my protector. You know, He does all these things for me. But in our conception, in this Sanatan Dharma, this religion, this scientific understanding of the eternal soul, Sanatan Dharma, Sanatan means Sat, the Atma, the Jivatma is eternal. So our conception is that this particular mantra is called Maha Mantra, and it means Hare is the energy of the Lord. It means Krishna or Bhagavan has so many energies and they're all serving Him. Just like you may have so many energetic objects in your house, they serve you. You have an electrical energy. The electrical energy is taking the form of a television or a radio or a CD player or a video player. And that's energy, electric energy. And there's wood there and elements and so many plastics, wires. But they're all serving you. And then you have a RO system, reverse osmosis, you know? That's like this water, is reverse water purifier. That water machine is giving you the water. So that's also energy. The water machine is not giving you electricity through your stereo set. It's a different energy, but it's your energy. It's in your house, and it's serving you according to your desire. You want fresh, clean water, you press a button, the water machine gives you. So there's water in your house, there's fire in your house, there's air, and you may have an air conditioner to condition the air. It takes the hot air out of the room and brings in cold air, right? So this is air element. So these are different energies. Air energy. So we say in Gita, in 7th chapter of Gita, chapter 4, Bhumir apo nalo vayu kamano buddhir evacha ahankara vimudatma. No, he says these ashtabhina prakriti. He said these are my 8 separated energies. Krishna says earth, water, fire, air, ether. These are my energies. They're created. God created the earth, the water, the fire, everything. The sky. It's all. Everyone agrees that God is the creator. He's the cause of all causes. Sarva karana karanam. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. as we have these energies in our house and they serve us, fire energy is electricity. And we have gas in our gas bottle, that's fire. And we turn it on when we want and we heat up our food, we cook our food. That's our energy. It's our gas tank, our fire, my fire. We say my fire, my electrical stereo set, my water system, my air conditioner. So we ourselves are surrounded by different elements, bhutas, material elements, which serve us according to our desire. We use them for, so in the same way, and we feel these are ours. I bought this water purifier. I own it. I built this house. This is my air conditioner. Similarly, this whole universe is full of elements. It's full of earth and water and fire and air and ether or sky or calm. And all these elements are owned by God. He created these elements. He's maintaining these elements. He's arranged all these elements and all these planets in a very intelligent design. So they're all, not all bouncing into each other and having collisions and crashes every day like on the highway. So these moving bodies called planets and these moving bodies called stars and suns and moons are not just crashing into each other like cars on a congested freeway. We create moving bodies called automobiles and airplanes and they're always crashing into each other. God creates moving bodies called planets, stars and moons and suns and they're moving very fast. And they're very huge, but they're not, and there's millions of them, billions of them, but they're not crashing into each other. They're not having head-on collisions or bumpers. All of these elements in the world, material world, belong to God, and they're meant to serve Him. In the same way the elements in your house, the electrical appliances and the water appliances and the air appliances and the earth and all these things that are meant to serve you. So our Sanatana Dharma conception is the Maha Mantra means, oh my Lord, how may I serve you? You tell me what you want. What do you want from me? How can I make you peaceful? How can I please you? This is bhakti. This is spiritual love, divine, love divine. It's the opposite conception that you have. So your meaning, your understanding of the Hare Krishna mantra is incorrect. You're projecting a Christian theology. This is Sanatana Dharma, sometimes popularly called Hindu Dharma. Hindu word is about 1500 years old. There is no such word as Hindu in Sanskrit. It does not exist. There's no such word as Hindu in Bengali or in Tamil Nadu or any Aryan or any of the ancient languages of India. The Mughals crossed the Sindh province. There's a Sindh, S-I-N-D, yeah. Sindh province. When they invaded India, they crossed through Sindh and other places. There's a river there called the Sindhu, S-I-N-D-H-U, Sindhu River, Sindh River. And they don't have the sa sound in Persian, the sa, Sindhu, they don't have, they have ha. It's like in Bengali, they don't say Vishaka, they say Bishaka. Mm. But in North India they say Vishaka. V is Va is Va and B is B. But they say Vishaka. V in Bengali. V becomes B. It's similar. So this H, this Sa or C for Sindhu, when the Mughals came through there with the Persian language, they said, who are these people? They said, this is the Sindh River and these are the Sindhi people who live over here on this side. Oh, these are the Sindhus. But they can't say Sindh, they cannot say Sindhu. Just like in Chinese, they cannot pronounce R. So they don't say Hare Krishna, they say Hale. H-A-L-E. You know, China. Yeah. It's a big place. You've heard of China.
Yes.
So everyone, they don't have Ra, Ri, Ri, Hare, Hari, Hari. They don't have Ri, Ri. Their tongue doesn't do this Ri. Ra becomes Li. Bruce Li, not Bruce Ri. They can't say Ri. So Hari, Hari, Ri, they can't say. So they chant Hale, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hale, 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 Hale. H-A-L-E. You understand?
Yeah.
So the Mughals, they called this territory that they entered into, this is the Hindu province, these are Hindus. So the people live on this, all region are called Hindus. So then the name stuck. Everyone says, hey, you're a Videshi, we're Hindus. Really? Now if you turn the clock back 3,000 years, there's no such thing as Hindu. So this is called the Dharma of India and Bharatvarsha for millions of years is called Sanatana Dharma. And it's based on the principle of Sharanagati, surrender to God, and Bhagavan ka seva, Ram Sevak. We have this term, Ram Sevak, Vishnu Sevak, Krishna Sevak, means that I am a servant of Krishna. What he wants, I do. So what that is actually the principle of underlying this Vaishnava conception of Sanatana Dharma, which is the oldest religion on the planet. It's because it's Jiva Dharma, it's the original, it's the religion of the Atma, of the Jiva. Jiva means Jiva, Jiva Dharma, the religion of the Jiva, Jivatma. The meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra is not God make me happy, God give me a new wife, car, job, this, that. The meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra is, oh energy of the Lord, oh principle, supreme energy. He has so many energies, but the principal energy is Radharani. And she is a person, a beautiful female goddess, a princess, a queen, an empress, the god of love, the goddess of love, the goddess of beauty, the goddess of sweetness. So we're saying, you are the greatest servant and greatest worshipper and greatest devotee of Krishna. O Hare, which means Hara, Mother Hara, O energy of the Lord, I am also an energy, I am Jiva Shakti, I am Jiva Shakti, I am Prakriti. Bhagavan is Purusha. Everything is Prakriti, energy, and he is the enjoyer. Shakti, Shaktiman. Oh Radharani, oh energy of the Lord, oh Hare, please engage me in the happiness and pleasure and service of Krishna and Ram, Radharaman. This is the actual meaning when we're chanting. So you shouldn't chant the Hare Krishna mantra because this mantra will not give you what you want. Someone's giving you false advertising. If they say, you chant this mantra for peace, you chant this mantra to get money, you chant this mantra to get a good job, to pass your exams, this is not correct. The purpose of human life is to love God. Love of God. Prema. Bhagavan kya pyara. Bhagavan prema. Every religion says, love God, love God, love God. Love the Father in heaven. Christians, everyone talks about the love of God. So this is the purpose. Human beings and only human beings, they can learn to love God. What does it mean to love God? What is love? Love is shown by action, by words, by deeds, by action, by feelings. The feelings are shown. You don't just say, I love you, I love you. Well, cook something, help me, you know, carry me, talk to me. No, no, you do all that yourself. I love you. So love means service. So therefore, love of God means service of God. If the goal of life, which it is, the goal of human life is to love God, then that means the goal of life is to serve God. Now, the goal of life means we're living. I'm alive. So the next question is, what is my service to God? How am I serving God now? And my answer is, no, I'm not doing anything. I'm just serving my senses. I'm eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Ahara nidra maitan bhayam. So we can begin by serving God, by glorifying His name without any business contract. We're not doing business with God. I'll glorify your name if you make me peaceful. I'll glorify your name if you make me happy. I'll glorify your name if you pass me through my exams. And if you don't, then forget it. This is not love. Love is not limited, doesn't break. Real love never breaks. Real love is eternal. Real love is Atma Prem, spiritual love. So if you agree that the goal of human life is to love God, then we can practice that goal right now. The ends and the means can be the same. Right now we practice loving God. And when we die, we'll go on and love God in our next life, whether we're born in the human form of life, or go to a higher planet, or you get a spiritual citadel, a spiritual body. Loving God will go on, and serving God will go on. We'll love God 20... A husband loves his wife. Is that only a few hours a day he loves his wife, or 24 hours?
It's 24.
24 hours a day he loves his wife. And what is he doing all those days? For 24 hours he just looks at his wife? No, he moves, he walks, he works, he talks. He does so many things to please his wife and maintain the family, and he serves the family and serves the children, serves the wife and serves the mother-in-law and so many. So this is love. Love is 24 hours. Love is service. Love is activity. Love is not just sitting under the lotus feet of God doing nothing, breathing. The wife just sits in the house all day. Husband leaves. What did you? I've been sitting here all day. Acha. I'm under your lotus feet. I surrender to you, my dear Pati. I love you. I'm your servant. I just stay here in your house all day. This is preposterous. It's absurd. It's a very limited idea of life. So as above, so below. So this idea of love and service and activity. Love means service. Service means activity. Activity means motion. Constant motion. So the origin of all these concepts and principles is the Atma. The Atma, the soul can love God, and the soul can be active in service of God. 24 hours active. Ashtakaliya Seva, Ashtakaliya Seva. The gopis of Braj, they're serving Krishna 24 hours a day, from sunrise to sunset, or sunrise to sunrise. Ashtakaliya. Because the soul doesn't need to sleep, the soul doesn't need to eat, the soul doesn't need medicine, the soul doesn't need doctors, the soul doesn't need anything but the service of Krishna. When all we want is to serve Krishna, then we get a Seva Deha. We get a body made of seva. Now we have a bhog deha. Deha means sharir, body. We have a body to enjoy. We have karma, karmatmakam. This body is colored by karmic desires, kutam, bijam, aprarabdha, and prarabdha. Fructified desires or unfructified, seed-like desires, and tendency to form seeds. These type of stages of sin and enjoyment in the form of punya karma, punya bija, or papa karma and papa bija, they're lying in our chitta. Chitta is a fine layer of consciousness or fine layer of reality which separates the ahankar or the ego from the atma. Atma, chitta, then ahankar, then buddhi, intelligence, then man, mind, then indriya, senses, then bones, body, everything. This is the ontology of the jiva bound in a material body. But the liberated jiva, the mukta jiva, the mukta jiva, one who has attained moksha, he does not need a material body. He doesn't have a bhog deha, a body full of material desires, sinful desires, or religious desires, or good wants and bad wants. He has a seva deha. It's called a prakriti deha, means aprakriti. It's not prakriti, it's not made of bones and earth and carbon, nitrogen, protein. It's made of bhav. Bhav deha, seva bhav deha, seva bhav sharir. It's a sharir or a form or kalevaram or a body, you can say, transcendental spiritual body. Chitandeya, and it's made of bhav, made of feelings, a lokik bhav, transcendental, divine feelings, divine love, and it's full of seva. There's two things in life, you can enjoy or serve. You have these two positions, you can be a servant or an enjoyer, but even you can't be an enjoyer all the time because you always have to serve. You're eating, that's enjoying. But then you have to serve the body by going to Bastul and taking a bath and cleaning, and sometimes you get diarrhea, then you have to take medicines. So then you have to do, because you enjoyed so much, overindulged, overate, overdrank, then you have to render so much service to your body. 4 or 5 days your body is under, is down, and you're requiring your purgatives and throwing up and headaches and so many medicines and remedial measures you're taking to counteract your bhog. It's called bhog tyag. So, but you see, we're enjoying or we're serving, but our real eternal position is to always be the servant, because Krishna is the enjoyer. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasabhya Britya. He's the bhokta, bhoktaram. Krishna is the supreme, param bhokta, transcendental enjoyer, and we're meant to serve him. So you should refine your conception and bring it to the correct point. It's very nice that you're chanting Nam Sankirtan. This is the Yuga Dharma. Kalotad Hari Sankarna, Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. This is the age where one sees God, perceives God, realizes God, feels God, and realizes and perceives his own spiritual identity only by one process. Anyata, anyata, anyata. Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam eva kevalam. Kalo nasteva, 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 gatir anyata. The Brihadnaradiya Purana says there's no other way in Kali Yuga, not by yoga, not by jnana, not by yajna, not by puja, not by homa, not by yatra, tirtha yatra, not by dan, not by charity, dana, dana, etc. One cannot realize God and attain spiritual perfection in any other, by any other means or any other way in this age, but by chanting the holy names of God, Nam Sankirtan, Ram Nam, Krishna Nam, Vishnu Nam. Mahaprabhu has come to specially emphasize the Maha Mantra in the Kali Yuga. If we chant purely without any aparad and with proper conception and proper feeling and belief and surrender, Shraddha, Vishwas, Shraddha, and Sharanagati, belief and surrender, and Sharan, taking shelter, if we chant Krishna's holy name like this, then we can actually attain perfection of human life.